I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Spanish-born classical guitarist Ángel Romero has appeared as a soloist with some of the world's top orchestras. He made his U.S. debut with the L.A. Philharmonic at the age of 16 and studied conducting with Eugene Ormandy of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Romero will be in St. Louis for a performance tomorrow evening at the Sheldon, and we're going to talk to him later in the hour. We'll also talk to Baltimore-based photographer Regina DeLuise about her St. Louis exhibition of images taken during a 7-week stay in Bhutan. But first, when the Big Muddy Dance Company takes the stage 1 week from tonight, it will become the first performance of the pageant by a professional company. Brian Enos is Big Muddy's artistic director. Aaron Warner Prangy is managing director, and they join us now. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Paula David founded Big Muddy and had been artistic director until, was it last summer?
This past fall.
And Brian, you were with Hubbard Street Dance Chicago at one time.
Yes.
Is that where you most recently came from? And did you know, Paula had been involved with them. Is that where you knew her from?
Actually, she contacted me. I think she found out about me because I was dancing with Hubbard Street. And I danced with them from 2002 to 2010. And then the years since then, I've just been freelance choreographing and teaching.
I know you're originally from the San Francisco area.
Yes.
So was it there to Chicago, or was it a lot longer story?
Well, it's not a lot longer, but there was a pit stop in the middle. I was with Houston Ballet for 2 years, and I trained in the school there for a year before coming to Chicago to dance for Hubbard Street.
And you choreographed for them as well, didn't you?
I did. I actually choreographed on the company while I was still in the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no pressure.
Is that unusual?
It is very unusual. I had done a piece for the company, or for the school, rather, and the artistic director saw that performance and asked me to do a piece for the company the following season.
Aaron, you've been with Big Muddy for a few years now.
Yeah.
Before that, you worked with some companies around town like Slaughter Project and Dance Center of Kirkwood, and I think maybe didn't you teach in Boston?
I did, yeah. I grew up at Dance Center of Kirkwood. That's, you know, my childhood was basically in that studio. I got my BA in dance out at Colorado State University and then went to Boston for a while and taught. So Slaughter Project was a good avenue for me to just kind of do some pickup work when I got back to St. Louis to go back to school. I started dancing with Paula in 2009 or 2010, just taking classes, and we started putting some repertoire together just for fun in the studio, and we'd find, you know, different rehearsal spaces around town that would kind of let us in for a nickel or a dime. And it just started to turn into something substantial. And it was really, you know, really being there at the right time and in the right place for me.
A nickel or a dime, huh? it's tough to make a living as a dancer, isn't it?
It is.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
A fortunate few have the luxury of making their living as professional dancers.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people supplement, but I think everyone in this field would consider their craft or their art to be their main job, quote unquote, because
right.
It is what they truly love to do.
Right. So this would be Big Muddy's fourth season.
It is, yes.
So first, congratulations,
thank
Brian.
You.
Well, on both of you, but Brian for the new position as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So you come to Big Muddy with, a fresh slate.
That's right. I worked with the company last season. Paula brought me in to create a duet for the company, and that was my first experience with them. And here we are a year later, and I'm the artistic director, which is, I feel like I've taken on this position at a perfect time because the company's young and it's still sort of finding its identity, so I can kind of take it where in the direction I want to take it.
Does that make it a little more comfortable for you that there's not as long a legacy for you to be compared to other people and that sort of thing?
Yes, absolutely. And that was at the forefront of my mind when making the decision to take the position, is that I get to focus on building the company up from here rather than trying to run a huge established organization.
Well, every dance company sort of does their own thing. So talk a little bit about what Big Muddy focuses on and how you approach dance.
Well, we have three main entities of our organization. The first one, obviously, is our performing company, which is our bread and butter, and it's really what we think will catapult the company onto greater heights. So we usually do about three big production runs a year in St. Louis locally, and then at this time we are looking to start expanding our touring roster. So right now we're sort of in a regional area. We are going to Texas in a couple of weeks
Amarillo,
to tour.
Right?
Amarillo,
mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, looking forward to next season and beyond, we're trying to expand our reach past that. and look at some more national scheme.
Brian, is touring an important, or should it be an important part of a dance company, you think?
Well, there's two main models for a dance company, one being a local company that does all of their performances locally and doesn't really do any touring, and a touring company, which is kind of, I danced with both over the course of my career, but for a touring company, that touring really is the bread and butter of how the company makes their money. Because presenting locally really is money expended.
Uh-huh.
Theater rentals, all that stuff. But touring, you're being presented, brought in, the company gets a fee, and everything's sort of taken care of. So that's revenue.
I would think it'd be tough being a young company and touring, because to be booked, don't you have to have a reputation?
Yes, which is, we've reached out and we're starting to get that reputation going. You know, our goal is to really put St. Louis on the map of national dance. And so in several places, I think our reputation precedes us, and we're getting some good echoes of, you know, all of that.
The other thing about being a small company is that we're much less expensive to bring in. So we may not have a huge reputation, but we also aren't costing these presenters as much to present the company.
You talk about sort of making St. Louis known for dance. How do we stand out in the dance world? Maybe that's a good question for you, Brian, since you're not from here.
Well, interesting thing is, in Chicago, from where I'm coming from, I knew about the Big Muddy long before I was asked to come down here, and I had no idea that it had only been around for such a short period of time. I was under the impression from a distance that it was a much more established company, and that's actually the only company from St. Louis that was on my radar in Chicago while I was dancing there.
Hmm. What does it take to get your attention? Do dance companies have to do new things?
You know, I don't even know. It was that their online presence was very strong, and this day and age, that's so important for any company's publicity. And I don't even know what you did. I asked them what they did in terms of marketing when they first got started, because I was so impressed that when I got down here, it was such a young company, but I was under the impression that it was much more established.
Lauren, the company does a lot of different types of dance. Any kind of dance you don't do?
We don't do a lot of tap, although we did recently in The Little Mermaid with Variety this past fall.
Oh, really?
So that was a new one for us. And we don't do a lot of hip-hop. But other than that, we sort of run the gamut.
We're talking with Aaron Warner Prangy and Brian Enos of the Big Muddy Dance Company. They're going to be performing, the company is, Friday, January 30th at the Pageant. Let's talk about that. Big Muddy at the Pageant. So how important is the venue? And is it significant that you're in a venue that's never had dance before? Does that mean anything to you?
Absolutely. We're so excited about this, because part of our mission and vision for the Big Muddy is to perform in unexpected venues and to make each performance an experience for the audience. So, you know, for them to go into what is traditionally a rock concert venue and experience something completely different, and for us to sort of take that out of context for them, I think that's really something special. You know, we've also been at the Casa Loma Ballroom, which is a completely different kind of experience, and we do a lot of our more classic works and, you know, kind of have that old-time ballroom feel for that kind of show. So we try to kind of cater our repertoire in each venue to the audience that we wish to target. But I think that the fact that we're the first, you know, professional dance company to be here, I think that it makes people curious, and it, you know, hopefully that will be a big draw.
I was wondering how that worked, because, of course, for a musician, a venue can be very important because the acoustics can vary a lot. But I'm wondering, when you're dancing, is a stage a stage?
Well, the size of the stage plays a large part, and the Pageant has a lovely stage. It's huge.
Yes.
It's going to be very luxurious for mm-hmm. our dancers to perform on. But that's really the biggest problem that you would run into with a dance performance is size of the stage, and also lighting instruments,
mm-hmm.
Capacity of the house, things like that. But acoustics don't play as much of a role.
Well, you're calling this program Wit, Grit, and Grace. So where does that come from?
It talks about the variety of works that we have in this program, which is, it sort of runs throughout our entire repertoire and everything that we do. But we are presenting five pieces in the program that are all extremely different. And we have a little comedy in there, a little, ballet, a little contemporary, a little you know, almost jazz. Yeah, there really is. So I think everyone will leave there feeling invigorated in some way.
Well, Brian, you're choreographing a couple of premieres for this.
I am not, actually. We're presenting one of my works that I originally created on Hubbard Street 2 when I was 19. So it's been around for a while. And then one of the company members, Tom Dancy, is creating a world premiere for the program.
And there's another piece. Is it Wash, is it?
Wash is a revival from, I think, one of the company's first performances.
Our very
Can
first
you tell me about
premiere
that?
Concert. Yes, it's a 25-minute work by Brandon DiCriscio, who is a former dancer with River North Dance Chicago. And he came in our premiere season back in 2011, and he set this work in two pieces, basically. It started out as a shorter work, but it has really captured the attention of a lot of our audiences, and it's become a favorite, I think, for everyone. It's pretty edgy, I think, and it's
the grit part of our program.
It is definitely the grit, yes.
Mm-hmm. So how many dancers are in Big Muddy Brian? And I don't know, what are your observations? You haven't worked with them that long, so.
Well, we're 10 dancers currently, and I mean, it's such an amazing group. I'm so fortunate to have been handed the reins to a company of this caliber. All of our dancers are a little bit older in terms of dance age.
What does that mean, 24?
They're not old, but as far as a dancer's career, they're a little bit further along, which is wonderful. They all have strong personalities that they bring to the work that they do, and they work insanely well as a team, better than any group of dancers I've ever worked with.
Well, Big Muddy also collaborates. Maybe talk a little bit about this, Aaron, with artists and arts organizations. What do you do?
Sure. Actually, just yesterday we did the Fine Arts Day at Visitation Academy. We've done community performances for a lot of other nonprofit organizations in the area. We've done Variety, the children's charity production, the past 2 years, first Peter Pan and then The Little Mermaid. We also participate in a benefit for the Drea's Dream Foundation. It's actually the Andrea Rizzo Foundation, I'm sorry, but it's the Drea's Dream benefit that raises money for children with cancer in oncology departments of hospitals, but they do dance therapy with these kids. So it's a really great program. I'm trying to think what else.
Senior Embrace.
Oh, yes.
We is that also, the senior outreach program?
It is. Yes. That's a huge part of what we do. We have our own senior citizen outreach program that we have created. It involves a performance aspect, which we go to the retirement homes all over St. Louis, and we perform at these homes probably for anywhere from 20 to 25 of them per season. And we do about an hour-long performance, and then we sit down and have discussions with all the residents, and it's really such a great experience on both sides. And now we are starting to really expand on our hands-on workshop for Alzheimer's and dementia patients, which is a really great new highlight to the program.
The Big Muddy Dance Company presents Wit, Grit, and Grace Friday, January 30th, 8 p.m. at the Pageant. That's on Del Mar. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Big Muddy website there. And what's left in the season, Aaron?
Well, in 2 weeks, as I said, we're going to Amarillo, Texas. We'll also be at Jefferson College in a couple of months. And we have, again, the Andrea Rizzo Foundation benefit at the Edison in March as well. Our very last production of the season will be called Rejuvenate. It's at the Two Hill on May 29th. And our Big Muddy Ball on Thursday, May 28th.
And after the ball, I guess, Brian, what do you have to sit down and think about next season?
I have to think about next season yesterday.
What are you thinking?
I'm currently talking with choreographers that I'm interested in to get them in to create new work for the company or set existing work. I'm just planning on how I want to shape the repertoire of the company as we move forward.
So what are your, generally speaking, goals and dreams for Big Muddy in the future?
I would like us to be internationally recognized and touring the world. That's my dream. But I really want to continue the direction that Paula started the company off. We really connected when I was here, and I agree with her vision, and I just want to put my spin on it.
Well, we welcome you to St. Louis, and best of luck.
Thank you so
much.
We look
forward to seeing your work as time goes on.
Yes.
That's Brian Enos, Artistic Director of the Big Muddy Dance Company. Aaron Warner Prangy is also here, the Managing Director. We thank you both and have a great rest of your season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Angel Romero. This is St. Louis Public Radio.